In the movie Pursuit of Happiness, Will Smith plays this young father who has absolutely incredible ambition, but very few results. His wife leaves him because he can't seem to hold a steady job. He can't seem to earn enough of a living to be able to support her and their young son. After a period of time, he finds out about an internship learning how to become a stockbroker, and he learns that out of this group of 20 or 25 individuals, only one person is actually going to be hired at this firm to be a full-time stockbroker. He continues, he does absolutely everything he possibly can, and he enrolls himself into this program, and he puts all of his energy into becoming a stockbroker. Of course, a lot of people keep telling him it's not possible. And there's even a scene where his son is actually shooting hoops at a basketball court nearby, where his father looks at him and says, "You know what? Don't plan to go too far with this. Your old man isn't too good at this, and that's just how it rolls. If I'm not very good at this, you're probably not going to be very good at this. So, just don't get your hopes up about actually going pro, okay? That's all I'm saying." After seeing the disappointed look in his son's eyes, he realizes the mistake that he made. So he turns around and he says, paraphrasing, "Hey, don't let anybody tell you that you can't do something. People who think they can't do things love to turn around and tell other people that they can't simply to cover up the fact that they can't. If you want something, go and get it. Period." Too many people fail to achieve their dreams simply because they don't believe that they can achieve their dreams. Remember the old saying that those who believe they can and those who believe they can't are both usually right. There are a lot of people that love to tell others that they can't make their dreams come true simply because they don't believe that they can make their dreams come true. Can I tell you a secret? Just because other people can't doesn't mean that you can't do it. My friend, be very careful who you listen to. Be careful to seek counsel, not advice. Oh, but Eric, what's the difference? A lot of people in your life are going to be very willing to give you advice. For example, let's say that you want to become an author. You have this huge dream of writing this best-selling book. You've never done it before, but you have that dream. So you go to your parents and your siblings and your friends and you say, "Oh gosh, what do you think about me writing this book? What should I do?" They've never written a book before, and so they begin to puke on you and tell you all the reasons why you shouldn't write the book, why you're going to fail, and why this is a horrible idea. On the flip side, let's say you sought out counsel from someone who's already been there. Let's say you find a best-selling author, and you go to them and you begin to ask them questions about writing a book. You better believe the answers are going to be different. They'll probably congratulate you for this wonderful goal that you have, and they'll probably begin to give you certain pointers of how to avoid certain mistakes when becoming a published author. Remember, seek counsel, not advice. Talk to people who have things that you desire, not people who have what you don't desire. Limit your contact, my friends, with people who doubt you. Remember, you become the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Go for what you truly desire, regardless of what other people say. Actor Jim Carrey spoke at a university not too long ago, and he described the position that his father had been in for quite some time. Apparently, his father had dreams of being a very famous comedian, just like Jim Carrey ended up becoming. But because he didn't think that he could, he ended up taking a quote-unquote safe position as an accountant, and after only a few years, became laid off. He lost his job, and his family had to do absolutely anything they could to survive. Jim Carrey continues and says, "You can fail at what you don't want, so you might as well take a chance at what you love." I personally love the phrase, "shoot for the moon," because even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. President John F. Kennedy understood that principle very well, and he did just that when, in the early 1960s, he announced to a worldwide audience that he wanted to be the first country to put a man on the moon by the end of that decade. You can imagine all of the scoffs, all of the scorns, all the jeers, all of the laughter and finger pointing when this president of the United States announced something that seemed absolutely impossible. This is what we call a moonshot aim. Some sort of goal that to other people, or maybe even to yourself, seems so far out there that it almost seems impossible. Thankfully, President John F. Kennedy understood the principles of the law of attraction, understood the principles of aspiring higher, and by the end of the 1960s, we had landed a man on the moon. My friend, take some time right now and figure out what your moonshot aim is. Again, think about something that you would love so, so much that seems so far out there that it seems almost insane to want it. Put this on your vision board. This could be the biggest goal that you have on there, whatever it is. It's totally fine, but figure out what it is. Take some time right now. Stop this recording. Figure out what your moonshot aim is. Write it down, and then begin to send it energy.